This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. By a 50-49 vote, the U.S. Senate has passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The American Rescue Plan will go down as one of the most sweeping federal recovery efforts in history.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hailed the bill, but Republican Leader Mitch McConnell panned it.
The Senate has never spent $2 trillion in a more haphazard way or through a less rigorous process.
The yeas are 50.
But it did pass.
The nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
And President Biden says it's what the country needs.
This plan puts us on a path to beating the virus. This plan gives those families who are struggling the most the help and the breathing room they need to get through this moment. This plan gives small businesses in this country a fighting chance to survive.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Pope Francis honored Iraq's persecuted Christians by celebrating Mass on Saturday at the Chaldean Catholic Cathedral in Baghdad. It was the first time a pope has celebrated a Mass using the Chaldean rite that is known to most Iraqi Catholics.
Sulla croce si è dimostrato più forte del peccato. Nel sepolcro ha sconfitto la morte.
For his sermon, the pontiff delivered a meditation on the Beatitudes taken from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, that in God's eyes, those who are blessed are not the wealthy, powerful, or famous, but the poor, those who mourn, and the persecuted. Earlier, Francis held a historic meeting with Iraq's top Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, in the holy city of Najaf, visited the birthplace of the prophet Abraham, and condemned violence in the name of God as the greatest blasphemy.